Cults. Cults are a convenient, insidious way for dark entities to seduce and destroy the God-centered light of white entities as a group, as opposed to the time-consuming inconvenience of extinguishing them one at a time. Sadly, white entities who are on a sincere, well-intentioned spiritual search are usually the most vulnerable and the most receptive to a talented dark entity with the right jargon. Spirits whose commitment to God is utterly sincere can't imagine anyone else faking something so precious and sacred. But dark entities can fake anything that attracts your attention, gains your trust, and gives them control over you. If the key to your trust is a commitment to God, they'll memorize the Bible if they have to and recite it beautifully without meaning a single solitary word. I know that a few of you who are listening to this are, right at this minute, giving serious thought to joining a group or sect or mission. They're never honest enough to call themselves a cult, with a very charismatic, devout leader at its core. I've worked with a lot of families, psychologists, legitimate members of the clergy, and the FBI on the problem of cults and their victims. And I voluntarily participated in my share of deprogramming sessions until deprogramming became illegal. Freedom of religion, I revere. I'm just not clear on how groups who promote suicide, isolation, involuntary servitude, tax evasion, child endangerment, child molestation, and sometimes even child sacrifice qualify as religions. I feel qualified to offer a word of expert advice to those of you who are weighing the decision to join, relocate with, and/or donate your worldly possessions to a religious group of any kind. Don't. In case that doesn't persuade you, and it won't, I do ask you from the bottom of my heart to see if any of the following rings a bell. Almost without exception, the head of the group requires that you offer obedient recognition of them as your God center. You're dependent on them for your proximity to God. They have a superior closeness to God, and God listens to your prayers only if you speak through them. Every word of that is a lie. I don't care what particular religion you practice. You are, and always will be, your own God center. You and he are part of each other, father and child, eternally inseparable. Your spirit and his interlocked. There is no greater closeness than yours and his. No one he loves more, and no one's voice he'd rather hear than yours. Almost without exception, sooner rather than later, your leader will insist that the group renounce family and friends, also known as non-believers, relocate and isolate itself from the rest of society. Non-believers, they'll assure you, are liars who've been sent by the devil to plant doubt in your mind about your faith, your group's unique and exclusive mission, and of course, your leader's credibility as a great prophet and/or messiah. As for the rest of society, they'll be renounced as godless heretics, with godless arbitrary laws who are out to destroy the great good work that God himself has personally commanded the leader to accomplish. The truth is, there's only one reason a cult leader, or any other scam artist for that matter, wants to isolate you from family, friends, and society in general. Because neither they nor their rhetoric bear up under scrutiny from outsiders. Almost without exception, one of the first demands the leader will make on a new member is to renounce his earthly goods, which definitely includes his bank accounts. "Blessed are the poor" will probably be quoted as part of the incentive, along with the "money is the root of all evil" cliché, with some rhetoric about the nobility of sacrifice and poverty thrown in. The truth is, stripped of all their money and possessions, the group will now be completely dependent on their leader, who manages never to be held accountable for where all that money and all those possessions went. My best guess is that the leader, who's so fond of quoting, "Blessed are the poor," has secretly decided that being blessed isn't really all it's cracked up to be anyway, and he's stashing away every dime he can get his hands on.